Fact check, Amy Klobuchar claims over 70% support Roe v. Wade, over 90% support funding Planned Parenthood. By Dr. Susan Berry on November 20, 2019. Democrat presidential candidate Senator Amy Klobuchar, DMN, said during the debate in Georgia on Wednesday night that Americans are siding with the Democrats on the issue of abortion on demand. What we have to remember is that the people are with us. And I predict this will be a big election issue in the general election. Klobuchar said, adding, over 70% of the people support Roe v. Wade and over 90% of the people support funding for Planned Parenthood. Recent polling, however, since some Democrat-led states have considered legislation that would allow abortion up until the time of birth, has changed the landscape. Klobuchar's claim is refuted by recent Marist polling in January that found 75% of Americans want substantial restrictions on abortion, including 60% of Democrats and 61% of those who identify as pro-choice. According to that poll, 75% of Americans said abortion should be limited to, at most, the first 3 months of pregnancy. Among those who identified as Republicans, 92% wanted that restriction, as did 78% of independents and 60% of Democrats. Perhaps most significantly, that view was shared by 61% of those who identified as pro-choice. In addition, the survey found 65% of Americans say if the Supreme Court revisits Roe v. Wade, the High Court should either return the issue of the legality of abortion to the states, 49%, or outlaw the procedure altogether, 16%. Only 30% of those surveyed said they would prefer that the Supreme Court rule in favor of unrestricted abortion. Regarding taxpayer funding of the procedure, 54% opposed any taxpayer funding of abortion, while 39% supported it. On the issue of taxpayer funding of the procedure overseas, the poll found 75% of Americans opposed taxpayer funding abroad, through non-governmental organizations such as International Planned Parenthood, with only 19% in favor of such funding. When political affiliation is a factor, 94% of Republicans, 80% of independents, and 56% of Democrats oppose taxpayer funding of abortion overseas. In February, another Marist poll released after New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo signed a bill into law that made abortion a fundamental right found a 17-point shift toward the pro-life position. Current proposals that promote late-term abortion have reset the landscape and language on abortion in a pronounced and very measurable way, Marist poll director Barbara Carvalho said in a press release, adding, the recent legal changes to late-term abortion and the debate which followed have not gone unnoticed by the general public. There has been a significant increase in the proportion of Americans who see themselves as pro-life and an equally notable decline in those who describe themselves as pro-choice. A YouGov survey in February also found most Americans who identify as pro-choice oppose late-term abortions. The Associated Press reported that 66% of adults who identify as pro-choice opposed third trimester abortions, while 68% opposed abortions the day before a baby is born. Among all adults surveyed, 79% rejected late-term abortion, and 80% opposed day-before-birth abortion. Furthermore, 82% of all those surveyed disagreed with withholding medical care for a viable newborn, including 77% of pro-choice adults. Klobuchar herself refused to respond to a question about third trimester abortion put to her by Meghan McCain on ABC's The View. The senator was asked if she agreed with the comments of Democrat Virginia Governor Ralph Northam, who said he supported legislation in his state that would allow a mother who is in labor to decide to have an abortion at that point. Northam said, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother. So, I think this was really blown out of proportion. We want the government not to be involved in these types of decisions. Klobuchar, however, denied knowing what Northam said, though it filled the news for days. I don't know all his comments, she said. What I'm for is women having a right to make their own decisions.